It's Hot 93.7, Hartford's number one for hip hop and R&B. We got Gunna with us today. What up, Gunna?
What's up? What's going on?
Cool. How you doing there, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Wow, you're a lot quieter than I thought you'd be.
Really, really calm. Really calm over there, man.
You're very calm. What's going on?
Very chill, calm person. You know?
That's what's
cool,
up.
Cool, calm, collective.
I really didn't expect this. I really thought there'd be a little bit more, I don't know, of everything going on right now. But this is good. I like it.
That's that getting a lot of money swag right there, Jenny.
Is that getting a lot of money swag?
Yeah, you know, just calm. You don't got to say much when you're getting the money like he getting.
Gunna, how much are you worth? You must be worth a lot then, huh?
I'm worth a lot.
Wow.
Pretty okay. Kidding.
All right, how many years are you good for, do you think?
Like, after these years?
counting the rest of this year, how many years?
I don't think they're gonna get tired of me.
Okay, because I'm good for about 2 weeks. Okay, Gunna, 2 weeks.
Oh, two only?
Yeah, pretty much. So, congratulations on your new album.
Thank you.
So, it's called Wanna. Tell me about the album.
Okay, the album called Wanna. Wanna is like my alter ego, like my second person. Mm-hmm. I came up with the name. I went to Jamaica and I was out there like 3 weeks, just me, my crew. And like,
I saw that you were there. I was really jealous, but just letting you know too, because that's like my favorite place on earth.
Oh yeah, you should have came, Jenny, for real.
My favorite part of Jamaica is Ocho Rios.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I go. Where do you go?
I went to Montego Bay.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. So you were in almost the same area. Yeah.
And a little bit of Sandy Bay too.
Oh, okay. Mm. Nice. Okay. Great.
So we went out there. I was, you know, no shows, just relaxing out there. So I felt like I was like in my body. Cool. No worries. No pressure. No extra thinking. And then like Wanna came into places, just like me just being myself and having fun and just tuning in. So I'm like, damn. I'm a Gemini. My birthday next month, by the way.
Well, I got to stay away from you. Geminis are sneaky.
Nah, we just slick.
Yeah, you're slick and one step ahead at all times. I got two kids that are Geminis and my man.
Okay. Love Geminis. It sound like.
Yeah.
So do you feel like we two people? Do you get two people out of your Geminis? Do you two like on one side and another side?
I feel like Geminis can be very, very sweet and nice, but at the same time, y'all are calculating. Like, you're always one step ahead. You always got some other plans going on that nobody knows about yet.
You never know who you're going to get.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And that's how we get it Wanna now. So,
okay.
This is, like, the other side. And I'm, like, tuning in and just, like, letting my fans, like, kind of know more of me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's who Wanna is, more of the Gemini in you.
Yes.
Okay. Dope. All right. So, well, who's going to be on the album? Like, what's happening? You've been doing so many features for everybody else. I'm assuming everybody owes you a feature.
Right.
Right. They do. But I can't put everybody on one album. So I got to space it out and break it out, you know?
But I okay.
I got some good features on there. Thug, Baby, of course. Roddy Rich. Travis Scott, Niecy Lope. I got some good features on there.
Okay, cool. Dope. And I was wondering, you know, I know Michi's really excited about this documentary you shot too.
Yeah, how was it, you know, going out in Jamaica and just shooting that?
Bro, it really was easy because we didn't go in there thinking we was gonna make that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I brought the camera crew to come shoot visuals. Because, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to have some type of footage. Like, I didn't want to just be like, all right, I don't want out there and just spent money. I didn't get nothing. So as I was working, and then the Wanna album came to play, like, just with him catching, like, the legendary moments and just moments that we can't, like, miss, we couldn't miss, and he had on film, we ended up making it a documentary, like, for the album, because, you know, you'll think a documentary is like, oh, about me and my life and
right.
No, it's just like documented for the album, how he was creating it, because I did that in half of the album over there.
Oh. Mm.
Nice. It must have been fun too, getting like all that behind the scenes type of stuff. Probably stuff that, I mean, I know sometimes I wish that folks showed more of that.
Right.
Yeah, it's even fun like watching it back. Like going back and just like, oh, boy, it was lit, like litty for real. That's like, I think that was like even more fun just watching it.
And it must have also been nice watching all the good stuff that people said about it.
Right, of course.
People, yeah.
I feel like people like gonna accept it more and more, and they catching on to it more and more. And like, that was part one. Part two, you get the whole, I'm gonna release part two tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they'll just really just suck it all in, and you'll get like, okay, we ready now. And then by that time, the album will be out.
Can I tell you that I thought it was really lovely that you were a part of the All In Challenge?
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Gunna.
a very good friend of me. He reached out to me and like, yo, I want you to do something. So it was like, I wanted to do something for Corona anyway. And it's Gary, like, this is my guy too. So it was like, I had to do it.
Right. So you actually, for auction, put up a chain.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
First chain, like YSL, like, you know, one of the best chain that I bought for myself.
That must have been very hard to get that up.
Nah, not now, because it was for a good cause. So it's okay. Like, I know I can go get another one of them if I really wanted it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I just had to have it, but that ain't the point, you know?
Right, right. So did the auction close on it?
Not yet, I don't think so.
Okay, so we can still bid on that chain if we want it.
No, my manager told me it's auctioned off.
It's auctioned off? Oh, good. So we have to figure out does he know how much money, or she know how much money came in?
$25,000.
Okay, wow. That's great. That's awesome. That's so good. I'm really kind of mad because I wanted to buy it and have your first YSL chain, but what can I do, right? I missed out on that opportunity. That sucks. Hey, how is it working with, by the way, I wanted to ask you a really quick question. What made you nominate Nas?
I met Nas before. He a good dude. And like, he like a legend to me. So it's like, it just was one of my names that I just thought of.
So did you think of that ahead of time? I'm just wondering because I was a little shocked. Like, I could see Young Thug, obviously. But when you said Nas, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like, of course, people knew I would challenge Thug. And I feel like I wanted to challenge somebody who, like, who could obviously do it and who was, like, a legend and really, like, got, you know what I'm saying, like, a legacy, a part of this game. So it's like, I salute Nas because, you know, everybody should know Nas. You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. So did he, has he, like, entered the challenge?
I don't think so.
Oh, like, gee. See, I just didn't know.
Yeah, I don't think so yet.
You know what? I'm going to double check on that, Gunner.
Okay.
I'm going to find out if Nas is part of this challenge or not.
I'm going to put the pressure on him.
We're going to put the pressure on him. Yeah. Hey, how is it working with, I know you're cool with Young Thug and Chris Brown, but how was it, you know, being a part of their project?
It was cool. It was so like out of the blue.
Right.
That's what be making like a moment of it too, because you just pop out of blue. And I was just happy to be a part of it. And like, they like, connection is like, is everything. So it made it work.
Okay. So with the whole, I just wanted to ask you, because I mean, I know you and Young Thug are very, very close. And I've been seeing French Montana's been liking a lot of your posts. Do you feel like you have to take sides here or what?
Nah, I don't feel like I got to take no side. I don't even feel like it's really that serious. I think it was just a little miscommunication on the internet. You know, the internet gonna pipe it up and make it, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, just let it be. Hey, you don't hear about it no more, right?
Right.
Oh, I talked about it yesterday on the radio.
I'm just saying, like, on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, on the internet, yeah. Because everything moves so fast on the internet.
Yeah, we talking about it now. But I'm saying, like, the internet, like, that's where it was, like, everybody was hearing it. That's where it started it.
Right.
Yeah, like, no more.
Okay, so you're not gonna take sides.
Nah, I mean, you know who I'm with, though. I'm with Thug. Like,
this okay, well, you're with Young Thug, and, you know.
I had to take a side. I got to. You see what I'm saying?
But what if French, like, really likes every single one of your posts moving forward, like, every time?
Appreciate you, French.
Because I really see that he really likes all your posts. That's just crazy. So that's so cool that you have the album coming out, and you must be really excited about it.
I really am. It's been too long. I'm just ready to put the foot back on the gas and just, like, you know, keep rolling.
How old are you?
26.
Wow. 26. I feel like you're way too young to be as wealthy as you are. No? Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just thinking outside the box. So you are from Atlanta. Are you living in Atlanta?
Yes.
So how is it down there with everything open? Because, you know, we're opening this week. We opened up a little bit for, you know, just a few businesses here in Connecticut. So tell me, like, what it's like in Atlanta right now with the whole COVID-19 situation.
I feel like it was slowly getting traffic more on the interstate. I feel like people still taking it serious, because I know I am. I really don't still go out. I feel like everybody got a mask. But like it's not just all the way back better, but it'll get better if we just keep doing right and they come on with the cure.
So, because I'm a little confused here, we saw this video that just surfaced, out here on Facebook in Hartford, Connecticut. There was about, I want to say, I don't know, what's the average there, Meech, you think? Maybe 200 kids?
Yeah, it was a lot.
They were having a house party.
Turned up
the other day.
Crazy.
So you living there in Atlanta and with everything being open, can you maybe possibly give some advice to some of these people that are your age and a little bit younger, as far as moving forward with the situation?
I would tell them to take it serious, stay clean. I know it's hard to, like, just stay exactly in the house. So I'm going to just tell you, stay in the house. It's hard, but go out and just try to get fresh out and then go back in. Don't really hang out, because it's still risky.
Yeah, I mean, they were twerking. There's twerking and humping going on. Yeah.
And then I don't know if that's a way to get it. I don't know if you can pass it on that way.
Well, I'm assuming that if you're humping and twerking, that if you have COVID-19, you're probably going to spread it to everybody else.
No, but if she facing this way and, I wouldn't think.
So you're saying, like, from groin to butt, possibly you can't get it.
Right. Like.
Okay. All right. I just want to know what the conversation is that's happening right now. Well, Gunna, congratulations on the album. Thank you so much for checking in today. We really enjoyed talking to you. And I'm going to look up your worth now, considering you're so cool and calm. You look pretty relaxed, and it means you're probably set for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gunna. It's Hot 93.7.